Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a distorted Amen style edit in Ableton Live 12 that sounds nasty, energetic, and properly DJ tool ready, but still leaves us enough headroom to actually use it in a real DNB arrangement. And that headroom part matters, because it's very easy to make an Amen sound huge in solo, then discover the snare is smashed, the low mids are muddy, the highs are painful, and the master is already flirting with clipping, before the bass line even comes in. So today we're not just making it louder, we're making it meaner, more controlled, and way more mixable. The mindset here is simple: keep the groove readable, preserve the transient punch, and use distortion as a texture tool rather than a volume hack. First, start with a clean Amen break. Drag it into an Audino track and warp it carefully. If the loop is already sitting nicely, don't overwork it. For a break like this, you want the transient shape to stay intact, so use a stable warp mode and keep the kick and snare hits sharp. In a lot of cases, beats mode is a good starting point because it lets you preserve the rhythmic character without smearing the attack. Now, before you start adding grit, get the phrase into an arrangement-friendly shape. Slice it into a 1-bar or 2-bar edit and make it feel like a performance, not just a loop. Keep your core snare hits on the backbeat, then add a few ghost notes, little pickup hits, or a tiny fill so it breathes. That movement is what makes the Amen feel alive later when we distort it. Here's the first big teacher note: gain stage the source before the distortion. If the break is already hot, pull it down. Don't slam a loud sample straight into saturator and wonder why everything falls apart. A cleaner input gives you more predictable harmonics and better control over the final tone. A good practical target is to keep the break peaking around -12 to -9 dB before processing, with at least about 6 dB of headroom on the track. No normalization, no ego gain, just a solid working level. Next, we're going to split the break into a clean layer and a dirty layer. This is one of the best ways to process DNB drums, because it lets you keep the punch while adding nastiness on top. You can do this with duplicate tracks, or even better, use an audio effect rack with two chains. One chain will be the clean body, the other will be the dirty texture. On the clean chain, keep it simple. Use EQ8 to high pass gently if you've got any rumble down below. A little cut around 25 to 35 Hz is often enough. If the sample has weird stereo movement in the low end, use utility to keep that bass area narrower or more centered. Then, if needed, use a very gentle glue compressor just to keep things tidy, not crushed. We're talking barely any gain reduction. You want control, not flattening. On the dirty chain, now we cook. Start with saturator. This is usually the safest first distortion stage, because it gives you harmonic density without instantly wrecking the transient structure. Try drive somewhere around +4 to +10 dB to start. Turn on soft clip, and experiment with a gentler curve like analog clip or soft sine depending on how aggressive you want it. Then match the output level so you're judging tone, not volume. And that's a huge point. Always compare at matched loudness. Distortion sounds better when it's louder, and your ears will absolutely lie to you if you don't compensate. So trim the output down until it's roughly even with the clean layer, then listen for character. Now add drum boss after saturator on the dirty chain. This is where the Amen starts to get that crunchy, pushed forward DNB attitude. You can bring in some drive, add a touch of crunch, and use damp if the hats get too fizzy. Be careful with boom unless you actually want to build some extra kick resonance. For most Amen edits, a little transient emphasis is more useful than a big low-end thump. If the break starts to feel smeared or overcooked, back off the drive and lean more on the parallel blend. The goal is not to obliterate the sample. It's to make the edges more feral while keeping the groove readable. Now shape the result with EQ8. This part is critical because distortion exaggerates certain bands, and those are not always the bands you want. If the low end is getting muddy, high pass again around 25 to 48 Z. If the snare starts to spit harshly, look for a narrow buildup somewhere in the 3 to 6 kHz area, and cut surgically. If the top end gets brittle or fizzy, a gentle shelf or high cut above 9 to 12 kHz can save the whole thing. And if the break lost some weight after all that processing, you can give a subtle lift in the 150 to 250 Hz area, but only if the mix can handle it. A really important advanced move here is to protect the transient lane. If the attack disappears, don't just add more distortion and hope it comes back. Reduce the drive, increase the clean layer, or move the distortion later in the chain so the transient heavy material keeps its shape. This is also where utility becomes your best friend. If the distorted layer starts sounding too wide or facey, narrow it a bit. Keep the low end stable and mono compatible. In drum and bass, The sub and bass line need a clear lane, so the break should sound exciting, but not like it's fighting the whole mix for space. Now let's make it move. Use auto filter either on the dirty chain or on the full break bus. A low pass or band pass sweep can turn a loop into a build, and a little resonance can add pressure without making it sound gimmicky. Automate the frequency over 4 or 8 bars so the phrase opens up as the arrangement progresses. You can also automate the distortion itself. For example, raise saturator drive by a couple dB in the final 2 bars of a transition. Push drum bus crunch a little harder on the last fill. Open the EQ shelf just before the drop. Narrow the width in the intro, then let it expand slightly on impact. These are small moves, but in DNB they make a massive difference because they create phrase level tension. Now, before you keep tweaking forever, print it, resample the processed break to a new audio track. This is one of the smartest advanced workflow moves in Ableton, because it forces a decision and turns your live chain into a playable audio file. And honestly, that often sounds tighter. Once it's printed, you can trim the best phrase, consolidate it, and then do your final micro edits directly on audio. This is where you can add little stutters, reverse bits, one-shot fills, or a brief exaggerated hit at the end of the phrase. If you want a darker or more underground feel, this resampled edit can become the main switch-up before the drop, or it can sit under a bass motif as a forward-driving drum tool. Now check headroom again. Use utility for a final trim if needed. Open spectrum and watch for low-end build-up or ugly upper-mid spikes. And if you need a limiter, use it only as a safety net, not as a loudness crutch. The point is to keep the edit aggressive while still leaving room for bass, effects, and the rest of the track. Also check the edit in mono. That's a really useful habit. Make sure the core hits still read, especially the snare. If the loop suddenly falls apart in mono, your width processing is probably too heavy in the wrong range. A good final mental test is this. Does the break still feel punchy and readable when the sub bass comes in underneath? If yes, you've got the balance right. If it only sounds good soloed, it's probably too busy, too wide, or too compressed for arrangement. Think in phrases, not just loops. A strong amen edit might start cleaner for the first 4 bars, get dirtier in bars 5 through 8, open up more in bars 9 through 12, then hit full grit and maybe leave a small gap before the drop. That contrast is what makes it feel like a proper DJ tool. And that's the real goal here. Not just a distorted break. A usable, musical, high-energy amen edit that can work in a jungle intro, a roller transition, or a darker neuro-style switch-up without wrecking your headroom. So remember the main workflow. Start clean. Put clean and dirty layers. Distort the dirty layer with saturator and drum bus. Shape it with EQ. Automate movement. Resample once it works. Then check headroom, mono compatibility, and mix balance before you call it finished. If you want to push this further, try making 2 versions from the same source. Make one mix-friendly version that stays cleaner for longer, and one impact-heavy version that gets more abrasive by the end. That kind of contrast is gold in DNB production, because it gives you options without rebuilding the whole sound later. Alright, that's the process. Next, go build your own distorted amen edit, and don't just make it loud. Make it controlled, nasty, and ready to drop.